The Utah Jazz beat the Boston Celtics in Boston to win their fourth in a row. They do it behind some awesome bench work. We'll break it down, plus a brilliant performance, Mike Conley. It's all coming up on today's edition of Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East, also located at the Gateway right across from the Children's Museum as the Jazz win it tonight. 99-94, Ron Boone, what were your impressions?
Well, impressed probably with the bench, David. And then the third quarter, as the Jazz started off so slow in that third quarter and just seemed to not be able to get anything going, but the defense still held them up to the point where the quarter ended up being 17-17. So ball games like this sometimes can slip away from you if you're not focused and you don't make things happen on the defensive end of the floor.
Game change tonight. The Jazz were down. The starters did not start well. They were down, I believe, 27-16. And then the Jazz went to their bench. And by the time the bench checked out of the game, the Jazz were up. They were down 27-16. They were up 51-41. Quinn ran them out there for an extended period of time. It was Mike Conley, Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, George Niang, and Tony Bradley, as that group did quite a good job.
Yeah, they really did. And you're absolutely right. I thought Quinn played them about 3 or 4 minutes longer than he probably would have without making a substitution, strictly because they were getting the job done and got the Jazz right back in it. Conley had one of those ball games where he helped that bench stay on the floor, if you want to put it that way, because, I mean, he was just calmly, not in a hurry, as he always plays, and was making some big shots.
Mike Conley's going to be the headliner on this one, as you're mentioning. 25 points tonight, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. What are you seeing out of Mike recently? He was our best plus-minus player recently. It wasn't tonight because the bench was so incredible. But what are you seeing out of Mike?
Well, I think we're seeing what we expected. And I hope that right now he's as comfortable out there on the floor, or he's finding a need for what he's trying to do out there on the floor. Finding a need meaning to the point where he is not deferring as much and for the most part playing his game. I think that's what he was doing last year, and so now he's just starting to pick up things where he left off.
Celtics were without Gordon Hayward, without Jaylen Brown, so they got thin quickly tonight, and the Jazz really took advantage of that.
They took, and if they didn't take advantage of that, David, I question whether or not the Jazz are strong enough to beat this team. But the Celtics did a pretty good job of staying in the basketball game. Jazz did a very good job of fighting them off. And these are ball games you have to win. When teams are shorthanded, you're at full strength. You should be beating this team. Even though you love to win in Boston, regardless of who's on the floor, just win the game.
Joshua McGrath mentions that with Donovan Mitchell scoring 11 points last year, we get blown out. Jazz have two guys average 20 points a game. Bojan Bogdanovic goes 2 of 9. Donovan Mitchell goes 3 of 15 tonight. No way we should win basketball games when that happens.
You would think so. But, again, Conley having a very good night. And then the defense of the Jazz, Marcus Smart, played very, very well. I mean, he's been just on fire here as of late, just like at Tatum. But I've been impressed with Marcus Smart's three-point shooting. But the Jazz, they just got it done tonight. And defensively, you have to give them a lot of credit for getting it done.
Brad Stevens said in the pregame press conference before the game, they have so many different ball handlers, they have so many different initiators, they're very difficult to defend, and I think we saw that from the Jazz.
We saw that, and I had a conversation with Lamar Skeeter, who incidentally this was his scout, about when the Celtics run the same play with different guys, do the guys that are out of position know what they're supposed to do? Out of position meaning that when Kemba Walker, who they set the play up for, is running a play, I mean, guys on the backside know what to do. So when it's Marcus Smart running that play and other guys are in different spots, do they do the same things? And I hope you understand what I'm saying. But they prepared for that kind of stuff, and so that's one of the reasons they were able to shut down, I thought, the Boston Celtics' key play, which is that side pick and roll coming to the middle of the floor.
What did you see from the zone defense tonight?
I'm impressed with the zone defense, and it's effective, if you can get teams in the short clock and if you can keep them from breaking the paint. Our biggest problem tonight, and as you and I talked about during the course of the basketball game, in order to break that zone, you gotta break the defense. You gotta get into the paint. And we have shooters, enough shooters, that we can bring teams out of that zone if they just break the paint and get those uncontested shots.
All right, some of the questions. Bill Hedrick says, Tony Bradley was the star tonight. What did you see from Tony?
Tony, he's just comfortable now, I think. And he's worked very, very hard. He went, what is that, 3 for 5? He had 4 rebounds. Tony had 3 block shots. He had 2 of them was huge. With Kemba going to the basket and the Watermaker, I think, maybe going to one of those guys. But he's just making big of the minutes that he's getting out there on the floor. So you get to the point, David, where when you're playing like that, Quinn's not afraid or to leave him in there too long, but he's not afraid to put him out there on the floor.
Andrew Streeter wants to know how much of those point-blank Celtic misses were Jazz good defense, how much were good luck. I mean, frankly, we've had a lot of bad luck recently. You know, like if you actually look at the numbers, we've had a lot of really bad luck. We've had teams shooting 70% at the rim, shooting 49% on long twos. We've had teams shooting 39% on above-the-break threes. Like, that actually doesn't last. We've been on the wrong side of a small sample size, so maybe tonight it's actually rectified itself a little bit as they went 10 of 36. From the field. Best defensive night the Jazz have had in a long time, probably since that Indiana game tonight, as the Jazz win it. That is Postcast. Jazz win it 99-94. They've won 4 in a row. We head to Detroit next on the Jazz and the Pistons for you tomorrow on a Saturday. Thanks to Ron. I'm David. This is Postcast. Have a good one.